The event was 3 years and hundreds of planning sessions in the making. And UNI's affiliation through the Tibet Fund was likely one of the reasons the Dalai Lama agreed to visit. After low-key tours and personal visits Monday, he was welcomed in rock star fashion Tuesday as he arrived for a panel discussion and keynote address. Sporting a red robe, socks, and sandals, he donned a red Indiana University visor prior to the panel discussion because he said it matched. He told the thousands in attendance he's just a simple monk.
For my part, I consider you just a simple human being. And your side also should consider me as another human being. So my talk, not something formal, sort of, as a poetic sort of statement or like that. No, nothing. What I feel here, I express.
Although the Dalai Lama says his message is simple, people like Brian O'Connor hope to draw inspiration from it. O'Connor, who works for the Family Violence Prevention Fund, flew in from San Francisco.
The Dalai Lama's presence of talking about violence in our world is also bringing out a really important issue out in the public. So I deal specifically with relationship violence as well. So that's also where people feel like it's not necessarily my business to get involved. But until we all actually accept and recognize that violence doesn't have to be part of the human condition, then we're never really going to be able to change it.
Instead of taking a plane, UNI's Tibetan students needed only to walk across campus to see the Dalai Lama. One of them, Thak May, says he could never expect to see the exiled leader in India, where he has lived since 1959 after fleeing his homeland. Thak May says he was shocked to learn the Dalai Lama was coming to the small Iowa town where he is studying.
Before coming here, I was in India. So I haven't got a chance to meet him the way I did today, I mean, this morning. So it was really a very good experience, and I'm happy that I have chosen UNI for my studies.
During his afternoon keynote address, the Dalai Lama spoke for nearly 90 minutes without notes. He delighted the crowd by wearing a purple UNI visor. Before he began, he warned the audience, however, they needed to listen carefully to his words.
Please, when you listen Dalai Lama's broken English, be careful. Otherwise, you might get, you see, wrong understanding like that. So sometimes I occasionally mistake pessimism and optimism like that. That is really serious, isn't it?
The Nobel Peace Prize Committee had no trouble understanding his message of compassion and nonviolence. In 1989, they awarded him their highest honor. Not everyone is pleased with him, however. His very presence sparked the UNI Chinese Students and Scholars Association to issue a 12-page statement against all the publicity. An area near the arena designated for their protest, however, was empty all day. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.